escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1 yard line. Second down, snap to Milton. Handoff Blue coming left through an arm tackle and diving into the end zone. Yes, he can run between the tackles. Touchdown Blue.
Cowboys finally get one against the Atlanta Falcons. Now we get ready for Filthy. Good morning, Metroplex. Entire morning squad back together again. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who was in Arlington for the Micah Parsons Show. 877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line. Choppy, I'll catch you up on what happened last week. The day he made his trade request when we were leaving California, it was 85-15 on social media in support of Micah Parsons against Jerry Jones. 85-15. After Jerry did his media tour with Michael Irvin and Stephen A. Smith, what did we get? 9 out of 10 phone calls and texts, Bobby, on Friday saying they were Team Jerry now?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was on the phones anyway, and on the text, it was 90%.
Now, on Twitter, it was still kind of split blame between Jerry and the agent. But with the Tolos who hit us up last week, Jerry's media tour executed its plan, kind of pushing public favor the other side. I'll play you some of the highlights or lowlights of Jerry with Stephen A. Commercial-free Expressway 720 with the Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway all week long. But let's take you through what happened with Micah on Friday night. He showed up wearing what?
Not his jersey. Everybody else is wearing their jersey, as is usually the case. They're out there, even if they're not playing. They're throwing their jersey on. They're hanging out. He showed up wearing a hoodie, as you can see on the fan cam, and was just walking in. And as he walked into the stadium,
eating his nachos,
there was some Falcons fan walking around who goes, "Hey, come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta, Micah." And Micah does the little, holds up, either he's doing hang loose or something, and he's holding up to his ear as if he's saying, "Call me.
Call me."
Yeah. But he did that again. The only reason that gave it some question was apparently he did that again to other people too, like who were saying stuff about Cowboys fans. And somebody else just said, "Micah, what's up?" And he just went like that. So that may just be his standard, like, "I'm not talking. Somebody's got to call me before I even talk." Thing. I have no idea. But that's what he showed up in. And then he shows up on the sideline and is just kind of hanging out.
It'd have been so amazing if you wore the "Pay us what you owe us" WNBA shirts out there.
Oh, that would have been great.
That'd have been hilarious.
Jerry also posed for a photo with Micah's mom, which had a lot of people go, "Mike ain't going nowhere. Micah's getting ready to go ahead and sign back up," because Jerry took a photo with Mrs. Parsons.
That's nice.
That's a good sign.
It is.
If you want him here.
I would like him to indicate that he's going to pick up a phone and then call, because right now there's no indication. It's like John said to us.
Maybe that was the sign. Like, I'm going to pick up the Jerry call.
Just like John said on Friday, who's picking up the phone? That's the biggest stumbling block here is who's going to call? Who's going to say that I'll make the call? I'll do it. And when they do that, that may smooth things over. It's just right now, neither side seems to really want to pick the phone call. And I don't know how Mike is going to pick it up if he's asleep.
Now take us inside the press box, as I'm sure I'm picturing every beat reporter scurrying to get their Bobby Belt type. I'm very disappointed you didn't have the best photo of this with your high-powered camera. Yeah. Instead, we had to rely on John Machota, blurry vision, looking through, you know, the curtains.
iPhone 8.
The iPhone 8 in there. Take us inside the press box from Micah on the training table.
I was standing with John. We were over by the TVs, and halftime had ended a little bit before. And so we were over there, and we were chatting. And while we were talking and watching the game up on the screens, I won't say who, because I don't want to identify, but they came over and they went, "You guys need to come over here and see Micah." I was like, "Where is he?" He's like, "He's on the training table." It's like, "Oh, he's hurt? Wait, what's happened?" Like, "No, he's
back.
He's asleep." I was like, "No, he's not." They're like, "Yes, he is." And I was like, "I'm going to go look." And so John and I both walk to our spots and go look. And he was laying there. Now, the way it's been portrayed a little bit by some people is like, it was a back thing. He's just like stretching his back out or whatever. He was there for a long time. That was not just somebody caught him in a photo for a minute. He was there for several minutes. Enough that people had spotted him, seen him, talked about it, came up, told us. I came back down, looked, and he was there for about another 5 minutes laying down.
Really? Because it didn't seem like that was the picture that Mike Leslie painted. Right. As he,
God, you're kidding, Sean.
He said,
Whoa, hold on. Did Mike Leslie get something wrong? Holy cow.
I'll read it. In the interest of clarity and fairness,
Mike's all about. Go ahead.
Micah was not laying on the training table all night. He was only there for a relatively short portion of the evening.
Yeah, relatively short compared to the whole night.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
10 minutes is relatively short compared to 3 hours.
Right.
But it was probably 10 minutes, which, look, I don't, him laying there, whatever. I don't think it's anything. There are plenty of people who, you got to stretch out your back for 10 minutes. Fine, whatever. But to paint it as if he had laid down there, somebody snapped a photo and he stood back up, that's not true. He was very clearly not wanting to be there.
Micah responded to Mike Leslie taking up for him on social media and tweeted, "I actually appreciate this. The way media shapes perception and narratives is wild. And if he hadn't said anything, everyone would have just run with it. I'd never disrespect the guys out there fighting for their lives." Brian Schottenheimer was asked about Micah on the training table. He said, quote, "Without talking to him, I need to figure out what he was doing, why he was doing it. Until I talk to him, I am not going to talk about it." He also added that the MRI on Parsons' back that took a month to get came back pretty clean. I thought Brian Schottenheimer did an expert job of the way he phrased that. Instead of saying no problems, that would have caused a little bit more of an avalanche for Micah, but he goes pretty clean. And then if you follow up, well, what does that mean, pretty clean? He's going to go, "That's HIPAA. That's medical stuff. I'm not going to get into." RJ Choppy, is this something or nothing? And then Pepe is going to go through your votes on the fan text.
This actually was my biggest star up of the evening outside of Joe Milton, because this gave us something to talk about other than the third preseason game.
Right.
Which nobody wants to talk about.
Right.
Look, is it disrespectful to your teammates? I mean, I guess you could say half of these guys aren't his teammates because they're not going to make the team.
Sure.
So you could say that, but that's not what, you know, generally you want your starters to be up there rooting them on, you know, showing support. I totally get that. But this is what this shows. This shows that the preseason is completely meaningless. Like, these guys don't care about it, especially the guys who are going to play anyway. I think it's a big bag of nothing. You know, he's laying on the training table. He's probably not the... It's not a great thing to do. It's not a great look, but it's not some world travesty controversy that I think we need to dive into.
Because people are going to attach this to the leadership question too.
That's if I'm advising him, I'm saying, you remember Zeke's rookie year? He went into that weed shop in Seattle, and during the preseason, he was seen photographed being in the weed shop. And there were all these people. Yep. Okay. Exactly. There were all these people going, "There's another. It doesn't break the rule." It doesn't matter if it breaks rules or anything else. I'm not saying there are just some things you don't. Is it wise? That's it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89¢ with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89¢. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is it wise to be seen walking out of there? Is there anything good? No, there's not. So to me, it's like, is there anything wrong with it? No. Is it wise? No. Like, did Micah do anything that was super disrespectful? I don't think so. Is it wise to just be looking like you're lounging on the table like that? No, if you need back treatment, go to the back. Like, if you need some, go to the back. Don't be out there at all. Don't show up to the stadium. If you want to make it, if you want to send a message, don't do that. To me, so like I said, I don't think it's anything that he did that was necessarily bad. It's just like, it's just not wise optics.
It's not. Like, if CD did the same thing, would the same reaction be had? Or is Micah the lightning rod? What if he was over there? Okay, so, you know, behind the bench, you've got those... the people that sit there in those lower underneath suites.
Okay.
You know, what if he's there just...
those people go over there and autograph and sign. Yeah.
What if he's over there just talking to fans for 10 minutes?
Right.
To me, that's exactly the same thing. He's not paying attention to the game, and he's not supporting his teammates.
Okay. I want... right? What you think? No. Do you think it's the same thing if, like, during a segment? If I'm not... if you guys are going back and forth, and I don't have anything to say, if I'm just sitting here like this... is it any different if I go like this?
You mean like
I just
passing?
Start looking around? Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, start just look. Is it the same thing as if I'm just doing this? Or if I were to go, I'm tired, I'm not talking right now, let me just put my head down while they're talking. And I'll just go like this with my head down. It's just not a good look. Again, if we're talking about optics, and this entire thing right now is about optics, then, again, I don't care what if he wants to do that, fine. But he's got to do that with the understanding that it doesn't look good. That's it.
Pepe, what are the Tolos saying?
682 is still Team Jerry. 325 says, get Micah out of here. 817, I'm just tired of Mike at this point. 317 says, doesn't matter if we trade or sign him. We are all over this drama.
Yeah, my big takeaway, I'm not going to go crazy. I think you got to be a player to really tell me whether this is a thing or not. You know, if I'm Jesse Holly fighting for my life and Micah's over there laying down and Dak is up coaching everyone, am I ticked off as a player about that? So I'll go ahead and leave that to those guys. My big thing is something that I don't think enough people are putting weight in, including Mashota on Friday. It feels like every person I've asked about the distraction this is going to cause during the season has downplayed it. And this is just the beginning of it, y'all. Every player is probably going to be asked, what do you think about Micah not wearing a Cowboys apparel? What do you think about Micah laying over there on the table? What do you think Micah putting up the call me sign with the Falcons?
Again,
I guarantee you, put it on the wall. I don't even think it's a hot take, but I do feel like it's not being discussed enough. I guarantee you, whatever wrestler said that, after this season, players will be on the record breathing a sigh of relief if it's over, that the Micah drama is done. Like, yes, it weighed on us. Yes, it was a distraction. And I've been saying this now for 3 weeks. What is it going to do to your regular season? All these little stupid stories are going to be annoying to players and the coach and the front office, and that is not going to be good for your season. That is my big takeaway. The three little things, these little minute things in the grand scheme of things that happen on Friday night are going to be keep being peppered in throughout the season when the games actually matter.
The difference will just be then, in theory, is he would have shown up and he'll be playing then. So he's not going to be doing stuff like on the training table and different things like
still
that.
Still going to be podcast comments.
Sure.
It's still going to be back and forth with Jerry. It's still going to be, why'd you do this on social media? It's not going to be Micah Parsons. I'm not getting hype with you on this. It's not going to be Micah Parsons just suiting up, playing the games. Oh, we're all good to go. This is going to be a 8 out of 10 drama throughout the year. It's maybe 7 out of 10. T.O., 10 out of 10. I still set him with the bar for in-season distractions, but...
Are you at the... He doesn't get signed? Is that where you are now?
720. That's not my percentage. That's a tease.
I was going to say, what's the other 10%?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
720. But that's my big worry. The shoddy culture and everyone having to... And they're actually lucky. I know it's the Dallas Cowboys. This may sound dumb. They're lucky this isn't New York right now, because I think that Todd Archer and I think that John Machota and I think that Calvin Watkins and these guys are not going to like press nonstop with the questions to every player of, what'd you think about him laying there? Is that a problem? You're going to get 15 questions like Kyrie did when he was playing on the East Coast. I don't think it's going to be as annoying here, but national media is going to start to trickle in to cover these games, and you're going to get your National Enquirers and your TMZs asking this stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, Mike Leslie still does work here, so you might get that. But the other, I mean, there are guys getting tired of it. Osa, after the game the other day, was just like, dude, I don't know. I'm done talking about it. Ask me about something else. Yeah. Like, there are guys who are just like, they don't want to talk about it anymore. And I don't think that any of that bleeds over to, I wouldn't guess, Jerry or Mike right now. I think it's bleeding over to just anybody asking them the question. Like, stop asking me. You stop asking me.
Did the Rangers restore your hope over the weekend with the broomsticks and the conspiracy theory that's out there on Shador Sanders? That's next on Sean and RJ. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway. We want you to win it as part of the 6 a.m. club. All coming up on Sean and RJ.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.